Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear saints of God, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with Moses Henry Jones. Well, my brothers and sisters, on Monday, December the 10th, 2018, I went over to the post office myself, and I mailed Jensen Franklin and his publisher a copy of the book that just rolled off the presses, the book that I've been talking to you about, the book entitled Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. The book went out on Monday, early Monday, 9 o'clock, I was the first person at the post office, first person online, and I sent the book to the publisher, his publisher, Charisma House Book Group, there in Lake Mary, Florida. I sent them their copy, and I sent them his copy. He's in Georgia. And I sent a certified mail return receipt, which means that when Jensen Franklin gets the copy at the mailman's going to require that someone sign for the package. Once that person signs for the package, the little green card that they signed on, I get that back. You pay extra for that. But it's legal proof, because no one can ever deny that I did a Pearl Harbor on Jensen Franklin. No, in fact, he was the first person to receive the book, because all of the other packages that we mailed and we sent them out media mail takes a lot longer, takes about 6 days, 5 to 6 days for the recipient of media mail to get their package. So, in essence, when Jensen Franklin got his package yesterday, Wednesday, people who I sent the book to have not yet received it and will receive that book on Saturday. So he got his book days in advance from everyone else. So I've been alerting him. I've been reaching out to him. I don't know if he's playing possum. I don't know what he's doing. But he sure ain't answering me. And he's got an email address. I wrote him a little note. In fact, this is what I wrote him inside the book. I wrote him a little dedication. And I made a copy of that dedication. And this is what it says. Mr. Franklin, here is something for you to read and reread while you are staying at Jericho for the holidays. Now remember, I've been playing a portion of his sermon, and in that sermon, he advises those who've been offended to stay at Jericho, to stay at the sweet place. So that's why I wrote, Mr. Franklin, here is something for you to read and reread while you are staying at Jericho for the holidays. P.S. Stay sweet while you prep for the debates. Signed, Moses Henry Jones, sinner saved. So that's the little dedication that I wrote to him. And I'm encouraging him to apply the sermon that he preached back in July of 2017. I also sent a certified copy of the book, Certified Return Receipt, to his publisher, Charisma House Book Group, down there in Florida. And this is what I wrote to the publisher. I wrote him a little note also. It says, Mr. Publisher, I have issued a challenge to your golden boy, one that will prove to be very lucrative to him and your company if he accepts to debate and shame me in the process, and shames me in the process. P.S. Let's see, Mr. Publisher, if you can help him grow a spine and a brain. Moses Henry Jones, S.S. Well, my brothers and sisters, that's right. You know, most times when somebody publishes a book like this, they never send a copy. They never send a copy to the person they've written a book about. I do. I want Jensen Franklin to understand that I'm calling them out. Calling him out. And he needs to be called out. And let's see if the man does what Gary Cooper did in the movie, in the Western, High Noon. Now, some of you got to be women to know what I'm talking about, because that's a dude's movie. That's a movie for guys. And you have to be in your 60s to know, because, look, it's an old black and white Western. It's an old Western, but it's a great Western. It's called High Noon with Gary Cooper. So I'm calling him out, and I want to see if Jensen Franklin can meet me for a showdown, for a debate. I doubt it. I doubt he'll show up. Because when he reads the book, he's going to say, I can't debate this guy. This guy obliterates me in this book. This guy makes me look stupid in this. And right, listen, I make him look stupid because he is stupid. I'm just pointing out the stupidity of his teaching. That's all I'm doing, saints. I would not have written this trilogy if there wasn't cause. There is cause. Now I know what's going to happen. When Jensen Franklin's church members and his leaders find out that there's a book on the pastor mocking his idiotic teaching, they're going to say, don't worry, pastor, the Lord is on your side. That man is nothing but a hater. He's a hater. I'm sure they use that word in your church. Oh, he's a hater. And they're absolutely correct. I am a hater. They're correct. In fact, I learned how to hate from Jesus. That's, you heard me correct. I learned how to hate from Jesus. Remember, saints, I claim to be a disciple of Christ. But Brother Moses, I've never heard Jesus say, I've read the Gospel of Matthew, I never heard Jesus say that he hated something. I never heard in the Gospel of Luke, in the Gospel of Mark, I've never heard even in the Gospel of John where it is the Gospel of love that Jesus ever hated. Well, that's your problem. You don't read the whole Bible. You don't read everything Jesus has said. But if you would take your time right now, to open your Bibles to the book of Revelation. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, saints, because I'm about to give you a little lesson here, free of charge, no charge, no charge. I'm not going to ask you to send a donation. I'm not going to ask you to sow seeds into good ground. No, I'm not going to, no. All I want you to do right now is open your Bible so you can get a free lesson. Open your Bibles specifically to Revelation chapter 2. Twice in Revelation chapter 2, and speaking to two separate churches, Jesus said he hates. And I am a disciple of Christ. I hate exactly what Jesus hates. That's what I hate. I hate what the Lord hates. So let's look at Revelation chapter 2. These are the words of Jesus. If you have one of those red letter edition Bibles, you will see that I'm not lying. I'm not into lying. I'm not into misleading people, as some do in the pulpit. Revelation chapter 2, verse 6, in speaking to the church of Ephesus, Jesus says, but this you have, that you hate. This is what he says to the church of Ephesus. This one thing you have. This is something, Jesus says, that I've noticed about you. This one thing you have, Revelation 2:6. That you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. You hate. Now, Jesus doesn't say you hate the Nicolaitans. We're not to hate people. I don't hate Jensen Franklin. I don't even know the man. I'm pretty sure that if we went out one night bowling, he and I would get along pretty good. But what I hate about the man is not the man. What I hate about the man, deeds. Jesus says, this one thing you have, Church of Ephesus, is that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Who are the Nicolaitans? A heretical group. A false doctrine teaching group. This one thing you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and Jesus doesn't say, and you need to stop hating. He doesn't say that. No, he does not say, and you need to stop hating. You need to start loving. He doesn't say that. He says, this one thing you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also I hate. So Jesus hated, saints. And what is it that he hates? He doesn't hate the sinner. He loves the sinner, but he hates their deeds. Deeds are what we do to other people. That's what Jesus hates. Jesus does not like it when we mislead other people, when we hoodwink other people, when we scam, when we fleece other people, when we abuse of other people. Jesus doesn't like that. In this case, he's talking about the deeds, the misleading deeds of the Nicolaitans, because they were a group that taught false doctrine. Jensen Franklin has misled a whole generation of people with his dopey, asinine, jackass, foolish teaching, the spirit of Python. And it drives me crazy that he can get behind the pulpit and just start spouting this foolishness. I hate it when he misleads God's people, when he tells them that the devil is a python and that the devil slowly slithers into your life and slowly coils himself around you and slowly squeezes the Holy Spirit out of your life. That is so stupid. But that's what he's done. So I hate his deeds. What are his deeds? Well, the writing of a stupid book, the promotion of a stupid book, the peddling of a stupid doctrine. All of that is what I hate. I don't hate the man. I don't even know him. Like I said, if we sat down together to have a slice of pizza, he and I would probably have a lot of things in common. But what we don't have in common is I don't bamboozle people. I don't sell them books that promote lies. I don't deceive people in order to enrich myself. I'm not into that. So that's why he and I could never have a slice of pizza together, because that separates us. Because there's a saying, birds of a feather flock together. And I could never flock with Jensen Franklin because he's into scamming, into deceiving, into fleecing people. Well, that's what I hate. That's what I hate. I hate what him and Charisma House did together when they, because listen, I mean, it's not like he didn't sell books. He sold a boatload of books. You have to sell a boatload of books in order to get on the New York Times bestseller. Not only that, he did a bunch of illustrative sermons. I mean, if you go to YouTube and you just click Jensen Franklin, Spirit of Python, I mean, there's a slew of YouTube sermons of him pushing this idiocy. This went viral. Most of his videos have 100,000 hits, 100,000 views, which means that there are millions of people out there who watched him and who believed his lie, and we know that they believed it because they too are peddling it. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. And the spirit of Python teaching, which originated with Jensen Franklin, is all over the church. And we have so many dummies parroting what Jensen Franklin has said, which is error. So I hate the deeds. Now also, if you go down with me to Revelation chapter 2, verse 15, you will also see what Jesus hates, which I hate. Jesus says to the church of Pergamos, he says, you have also in your church them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, that's that same group. He says, now we're not talking about deeds. We're talking about another word that starts with the letter D, and it's doctrines. You have the teachings of the Nicolaitans. You see, Jesus hates false teaching. He says, you have some in your church that are holding on to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. I can say, you have some in your church who are holding to the doctrine of the spirit of Python. You have some who are holding on to the doctrine of Jensen Franklin. A doctrine, Jesus says, which I hate. Jesus hates false doctrine. He hates it with a passion. I hate false doctrine. So if you say, oh, Mr. Jones, you're a hater. You're darn tootin' right I'm a hater. I hate the deeds of wolves in sheep's clothing, and I hate the teachings of wolves in sheep's clothing. And if that gets you, if that doesn't suffice, if that doesn't give you a better understanding, then it's on you. Now, I told you that when Jensen Franklin got this book, which he got yesterday, that you would start hearing this coming out of Gainesville, Georgia. You see that unrelenting crying? That's Jensen Franklin. He's crying. Because he knows that this trilogy, and by the way, I mean, the trilogy means he gets three spankings. Spanking, now that this book, Spirit of Python Dunce, is off to the post office, he's going to get another spanking when the second book comes out, Spirit of Python Ignoramus. He's going to get a third spanking when the third and final book in this trilogy comes out, Spirit of Python Retard. And my brothers and sisters, listen, I prove in each book, I painstakingly prove. I operate like a lawyer in a courtroom making my case. In my first case, I prove that he's a certifiable dunce. In my second case, I prove that he's a certifiable ignoramus. And in my third and final case, I prove that he's a certifiable retard. And I'm sorry if the word dunce offends you. I'm sorry if the word ignoramus offends you. I'm sorry even if the word retard offends you. But you can find all three words in the Oxford English Dictionary. Yes, you can. They're all legitimate words. They're not pejoratives. They're not words used to demean. No, I educate you in volume one, and I say this is what the word dunce means in the classical English language, and this is why Jensen Franklin's a dunce. Then I show you what the word ignoramus means in the classical English language, and then I prove to you why he's an ignoramus. Then I take you again, and I show you in the classical English language why the word retard applies to Jensen Franklin. So I'm not using to demean, I'm using the three words to teach. And I can tell you that a great many of you know of dunces and ignoramuses and retards who frequent the pulpit of your church. So, my brothers and sisters, I argue that as of yesterday, that's if he opened the package, because it could be that he's on the road, he's not home yet. I don't know if his secretary opens his mail. I don't know if his wife opens his mail. I don't know who opens his mail. You know, some guys have it where they want to open their mail. Well, the package was addressed to him in care of Jensen Franklin. So if he was there at his home church yesterday, or if his secretary opened, if he says, oh, go ahead, open the package. And then she says, oh, my goodness, it's a book about you, Pastor. And if she took a photo of it with her smartphone and sent it to him, he must have made a beeline to the church to see what that book was all about. And if he did, if he opened up the book yesterday, he was crying. And if he opens up the book today, this is what you're going to hear out of Gainesville, Georgia. That's a spank baby. And Jensen Franklin uses that term in his sermon. So now, Jensen Franklin, back in 2017 in July, he preached a sermon where he gives his listeners, the members of his church, he gives them five things they ought to do if they are embarrassed, a la the book Spirit of Python Dunce. Now, we want to know if Jensen Franklin is going to actually practice what he preaches. And I told you that I could not advise him. I couldn't tell him what to do. Now, I would tell him to repent. I would tell him, go to your church on Sunday morning, stand before your people, tell them that you repent of preaching lies. Tell them you repent of not having done any research. You repent of letting your imagination run wild. You repent of teaching a Twilight Zone version of Satan. You repent. The book was all lies. The book is not founded on any biblical truth. I mean, that's what I would encourage the man to do. In fact, I mean, if he did that, I wouldn't even release volume 2 and 3. I would put the if he actually repented and started to issue refunds to all the people who bought his dopey book, then I would put the brakes on volume 2 and 3 and say, no, let's not. No, they don't need to. He repented. He's doing like Zacchaeus did in the Bible. Zacchaeus gave refunds to people he scammed. Just read that in the Gospel of Luke. So if he did that, I wouldn't even release volume 2 and 3. In fact, whatever copies I have of volume 1, I wouldn't even send them out. But he's not going to repent. He's not going to repent. So he preached a sermon called where he gives advice. What should you do when you get spanked like a baby? What should you do when you get shamed in public? What should you do? And we looked at the first three points. And I want to pick it up where we left off the last time we were together, because in the third point, which is where I want to just go back enough so you can hear the third point before I present the fourth point. But in the third point, he talks about how you shouldn't retaliate. So let's pick it up there. This is Jensen Franklin. And, you know, I had to get someone who could advise him. So I decided let's let Jensen Franklin of 2017 advise Jensen Franklin of 2018. So let's pick it up. This is point number 3. Retaliate. That's what Jensen Franklin encourages his listeners to do. Let's listen.
The natural person just wants to get in a shouting match, get in a fight. You cut my rear end and exposed it. I'm going to do something even worse to you. Here I go. And we want to go after and retaliate. And the king said, you go to Jericho, you stay sweet till your beard grows back. I think of Romans 14 right here. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, neither give place to wrath, for vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Two things God says are mine in the Scriptures. The tithe is mine, and vengeance is mine, and don't you touch either one. It belongs to God and God alone. And you need to understand that God doesn't take offense lightly. That what God was saying and what David said to these men, go to Jericho and stay sweet. When you get offended, if you won't render evil for evil, if you won't attack and give them as good as they gave you, if you will be quiet and go to the sweet place and just calm down, your beard's going to grow back. Turn to your neighbor and say, your beard's going to grow back. Tell a woman near you, your beard is going to grow back. I know they insulted you. I know they humiliated you. But all it is words. You've been in a hussy over words. You've been all upset over words. Everything that you are, they may have been insulted it, but it doesn't change who you are. It's growing back already, if you'll be quiet. And what about getting them back? Vengeance is mine. You stay in the sweet place, and you know what happens next? The Bible said in 2 Kings, or 2 Samuel, I think it's the 7th chapter, or the 6th chapter, it said that David told Joab to take some mighty men while they were in the sweet place. I'm telling you, God watches this stuff, folks. God watches when we get offended, and he's saying, well, we're going to see if they're going to peck around in the barnyard for another 10 years and let them go around the wilderness again. Oh, we're going to see if they're going to have the right spirit this time. And if they'll stay sweet in Jericho and let their beard grow back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn around and I, the Lord God, the King, will take out my vengeance. It won't be their vengeance. It'll be my vengeance. See, this is something we don't understand. God is into vengeance. He even said in one place, it would be better for you to take cinder blocks with chains like the mafia does people and throw you into the ocean if you offend one of my little ones. Meaning one of the least ones in the kingdom, anybody who offends them, if they stay sweet, if they don't take out vengeance, if they don't do what they naturally want to do, but they trust me and say, God, that person really hurt me and it was unjust, but I put them in your hands. God said, you better know I take that offense so serious. Vengeance is mine. And I want to say this. Vengeance is a righteous act of God. Nobody's going to get by with nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you how holy vengeance is when it's placed in God's hands. Our job is to say when we're offended and somebody has truly done us wrong, Lord, I'm going to stay sweet. Help me to stay sweet. Please let my beard grow back. I've been insulted and hurt, but I'm going to stay right here. You got me covered back up. You're working on everything. I don't worry about my reputation, and I don't have to defend myself. I'm going to let you, Lord, deal with that person. I put their situation and their injustice in your hands, and I trust you. You're the God of vengeance. Now watch this. I think it's Revelation 21. The Bible said that in heaven, the martyrs were under the altar and they were crying out. Those who had been unjustly killed were crying out in heaven, avenge us of our blood. Now, if vengeance is wrong, that means sin is in heaven, because there are slain Christians in heaven whose blood comes up before the throne saying, avenge us. And God says, I will avenge. I will avenge. So the point is this. If you will stay sweet and you will go to Jericho and you'll stay calm and you won't cuss people out and you won't get throw fits and you won't go into rage, but you'll stay sweet, let your beard grow back, God then, just like David, sent Joab and the army, and the Bible said they wiped them out, folks. God's vengeance is greater than your vengeance. And God, when he repays your enemies, he will do it in such a degree that you'll find yourself, this is true. I can think of situations like this where I don't always pass this test, but every once in a while I do. And when I do go to Jericho and just decided I won't do it, I'll shut up. The vengeance of God on a person can be so great that you'll find yourself saying, Lord, that's enough. Please, please, please. Your judgment is so, your vengeance is much more than what I would have put on that person. That's why in the Bible, Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them. This is the highest level. They know not what they do. That's why Stephen, when he was stoned and said, lay it not to their charge. Because I'm saying to you today, God always repays. He is a God of vengeance. And all he's asking you to do is stay sweet and give the vengeance part to him. And quit talking about it. Quit being angry about it. Quit letting it obsess your life and let it go. Woe unto them that offend. Exodus 25 and 13 said that the Philistines, listen to this, the Philistines worked by revenge through old hatred. If you put that up, Exodus 25, 13. They worked by revenge. That ain't it. They worked by revenge through old hatred. That's a powerful statement. Through old hatred. They work by revenge with old hatred. Do you know how many families it's old hatred? Because they don't even know why they don't like each other and why their side of the family don't speak to that side of the family. It's old hatred. And the Philistines were always working by revenge out of old hatred for the Israelites. And I'm saying to you that if we don't watch it, our families can become like the Hatfields and the McCoys. That generation after generation after generation, there's this fighting stuff going on. And at some point, we need to go to Jericho. We need to shut up about it and let God deal with it and move on. And I want to close with this.
So those are the first 3 points. The first is welcome the winds of opposition, for they will cause you to fly high and soar like the eagle. That was his first. Don't fight a book like the Spirit of Python Dunce. Welcome the winds of opposition, for they will cause you to fly high and soar like the eagle. Recommendation number two, go to Jericho. Jericho means a sweet place. Go to Jericho and stay sweet. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't seek vengeance. Just stay sweet. That's what he said. That's the second. Go to Jericho and just stay there. Stay sweet. The third recommendation, which you just heard, is don't retaliate. But now today, the fourth recommendation is don't develop tumors of unforgiveness. Don't develop tumors of unforgiveness. Here it is.
I want to talk about unforgiveness for just a moment. When you get in a place of offense and unforgiveness, it's like a tumor. It's like a tumor of unforgiveness. You can act like you don't have it, but everywhere you go, everybody else sees it. You look like the hunchback of Notre Dame, but you're holding your Bible, praise the Lord. And when you get the tumor of unforgiveness, here's the reason why people say they can't forgive. I can't forgive and get rid of this, and, you know, it's big, and it's uncomfortable and it's sore. Ow. And sometimes when people touch that part of your life, you overreact because it's so sensitive. And your children touched it and it wasn't what they did. That's been there and it's gotten infected. And every time somebody does something, you're fighting with your husband, but it's not about that argument, it's about that. They touch that. You're fighting with your children, but they touch that. And the reason that people say they can't get rid of the tumor of unforgiveness and offense, they say, number one, I can't forgive them because what they did to me is too big. Well, it looks like that's why you don't want to get rid of it. The bigger it is, the bigger the thing you carry in your soul. This is what you've got going on if you could see yourself spiritually. And the bigger the offense, the more you need to get rid of it. Well, time will heal it. I'll just ignore it and it'll go away. You'll carry that the rest of your life. It ain't going to go away. You're not just going to wake up and it's going to fall off in the shower. It's going to be there. Well, I'll forgive when they ask me and say that they're sorry and tell me they're sorry. Then I'll forgive. Well, notice that they're at Six Flags and you're going around like this. And you're waiting on them to come ask you before you get rid of this that's in you? Last one. I'll forgive and I will forgive. But I know what will happen. They'll just do it again. Well, that's a huge incentive to forgive. If they're going to do it again, that just means you're going to have another one over here. So why don't you go on and get rid of this one, and if they do it again, you'll get it again, but get rid of that one. You sure don't want four or five or six of these and somebody else. You got them in your knees and everywhere else. You need to go to Jericho.
Let's see, saints. like I said, let's see. When he opens up the package, when he reads the introduction, when he reads my open letter to him, when he reads my open letter to his church members, when he reads chapter 1, chapter 2, let's just see. When he looks at the front cover, let's just see. Will he welcome this book as he encouraged his members to welcome the winds of opposition, for they will cause you to fly high and soar like the eagle? Will he do that? Will he go to Jericho and stay sweet? Or will he go to his attorney's office and file a lawsuit? Will he retaliate? Will he retaliate? Will he seek to attack? And he has no reason to attack, because I'm not attacking him. I'm attacking his deeds. I'm attacking his doctrine. It just so happens that it's his doctrine. Jesus says, I hate the deeds, but not mention the Nicolaitans. And he can't say that he hates their doctrine and not mention. He connects the deeds to the Nicolaitans, and he connects the doctrines to the Nicolaitans. He names the group by name. Jensen Franklin and his dopey teaching are tied at the hip. So will he retaliate? Will he not develop tumors of unforgiveness? We'll find out. And tomorrow, we'll find out clue number 5. Word of advice number 5. And word of advice number 5, you don't want to miss that one. This guy's preaching to himself. He didn't know. He didn't know back in July of 2017 that he would be preaching to himself in December 2018. He didn't know it. But God knew it. God knew it. So let's see if Jensen Franklin can actually practice what he preached. Or is he, as I suspect, a big hypocrite? Well, saints, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with recommendation number 5. You don't want to miss it. Love you much in Jesus' name. Don't forget, go to the website, buy the book. Don't forget to spread the word about the book. And don't forget that if you want a sampler of the book before you buy it, just email me there at the email in the broadcast description. Love you much in Jesus. God bless.